Good morning to everyone. Welcome you to the first of our special Children's Day services here this Lord's Day morning. Welcome all the boys and girls, all the mums and dads, and grannies and granddads and friends and relatives. Good to see all who have gathered with us here today. We're going to commence our service by singing together the hymn number 695. 695 in your hymn book. You'll find it on the page 456. If you're not familiar with the hymn books, on the page 456 is a hymn number 695. It's a very well-known children's hymn. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. 695. We'll stand as we sing, as the organist leads us in our praise, and let us each one sing it out with all of our heart. Let's stand as we sing. Singing, may the Lord bless the words of that great hymn to all our hearts. May there be that gladness in the Lord knowing the Lord as our Savior. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee today in the name of Thy Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank Thee for this day that Thou hast given to us, the Lord's Day. And we thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for this special day in our church calendar, our annual Children's Day. And Father, we gather today in and through Christ, our Redeemer. And Father, we do thank Thee for the wonderful joy of Thy salvation, the wonderful joy that Christ brings to our hearts, that through faith in Him we can know our sins forgiven. We can have that blessed assurance of eternal life and a home in heaven. And we can know Thy presence with us and Thy grace being our portion day by day through faith in Him as Savior and as Lord. And Father, we thank Thee that Christ died for our sins on the cross. And Father, we thank that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, that He is alive forevermore. And Father, we just pray that Thou would bless our coming together here in Thy house. We thank Thee for all the boys and girls of our Sunday school with us today. We pray that Thou would bless them especially. Bless them each one in their individual hearts and lives, we pray. We thank Thee for them. We thank Thee for their faithful attendance at Sunday school throughout this past year, and for all the parents who have enabled them to come week by week, and for all the labor and endeavor of our team of Sunday school teachers. And we give Thee thanks for this ministry. And we pray that Thou would bless them, especially today, the boys and girls, as they would take part, be with them, undertake for them, and just use them, O God, to be a signpost for the Lord, to point others to the Savior. We pray that Thou would help them, each one, in all that they would seek to do today. And Lord, may they know the grace and the strength of the Lord upon them. Bless Thy servant, Lord, who has come to minister Thy word. We thank Thee for him. We pray, too, that he will know the help and the blessing of the Lord, and that Thy word will be as a nail in the sure place in all our hearts. We thank Thee for all who have been able to come today, for all the children, all the boys and girls, the young people, the mums and dads, the grandparents, members of the wider family circle and church family with us here. We bless Thee for all who have come. And Lord, meet the need of every heart and life. We thank Thee for all who are saved. We pray that Thou would bless them, lead them on in the Christian life, strengthen them in their faith, draw them closer, Lord, to Thee. And for any today, young or old, and they know not the Lord Jesus as their own and personal Savior, we pray that even today they'll take that step of faith and put their trust in Him whom to know is life eternal. We think of those unable to come today because sickness, age, and infirmity. Bless them. Bless also our land today, wherever Thy word is faithfully proclaimed, we ask of Thee, and our missionaries near and far. Use each one of them today in the hand of God for the extension of Thy kingdom and the pointing of souls to Jesus Christ for salvation. Bless us now, we pray. Cleanse our hearts afresh in the precious blood. Outpour Thy Holy Spirit upon us. Do every heart good. Glorify the Savior in whose name we do pray. And we do ask all these things. Amen. And amen. Welcome everyone this Lord's Day morning to our annual Children's Day. Now, this part of the meeting, we'll hand over now to Mr. Harvey Darra, one of the young men from our Sunday school. And he's going to narrate and lead the program for us this morning. Thank you, Harvey.
Welcome to our Children's Day, and thank you for coming. This morning, we are going to think about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. We know that when the Lord Jesus came to earth, He was born in humility in a stable in Bethlehem. Scripture tells us that as He grew up in the village of Nazareth, He increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. The Lord Jesus lived the majority of His earthly life in Nazareth with His family. This was probably in a small traditional carpenter's house with His mother Mary, His earthly father Joseph, and at least six brothers and sisters. This was when He was 30 years old, He began His preaching ministry, which lasted just over 3 years. During all of His earthly life, He left us a perfect example of how we who profess His name should live. Not only did the Savior live, but He also died for our benefit. Scripture tells us in Psalm 51, verse 5, that we are all shaped in iniquity and born in sin. As sinners, we need to realize the necessity to come to him for forgiveness and cleansing from our sin. The Lord Jesus Christ willingly died to bear away the sins of all those who come to him in true repentance. There must be confessing of sin and an acceptance of him into our hearts and lives as Saviour and King. We know that it was out of love that God sent his only begotten Son to die for our sins, becoming our sacrificial lamb. Now Caroline's class are going to come and sing and recite some scripture for us. Everyone loves someone or at least something. Maybe you love your toys, your cows, your home, your garden, or your car. People love their families and their children. The love between parents and children is often unconditional. Most parents readily sacrifice their time, energy, and money. But even parental love pales into insignificance when compared to the love of God at Calvary. God's love is totally unique. It is always unconditional and totally sacrificial. So much so that God sent the Lord Jesus, his perfect, sinless, only Son, to the cross. There he was crucified, paying the price for our sins, past, present, and future. Now Laura's class are going to come and sing and recite for us.
Done, do you and me?
We know how John the Baptist, the Lord Jesus' cousin, went before him preparing the way for his coming. He said of Jesus that he wasn't worthy to unlatch his shoes. Then when he saw the Lord Jesus coming, he introduced him, saying, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John here was likening the Lord Jesus to the Jewish Paschal Lamb. He was telling the people, as we read in Hebrews 10, verse 11, "Every priest standeth daily ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away any sins. But this man offered one sacrifice for sins forever." That one sacrifice was God's very own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was sacrificed for the sins of the world. Now Joel Foy is going to come and read for us.
The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 29 to 36, "Next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare a record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with waters, the same said unto me, Upon remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bare a record that this is the Son of God. Again the next day, after John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God."
The Lord Jesus Christ became our substitute, redeeming us and making atonement for our sins. God's wrath for our sins was poured out onto Jesus instead of us. We are assured in Psalm 103, verse 12, that our sins are removed as far as the east is from the west. It is hard to comprehend such love. Scripture tells us God's love knows no limits or bounds and is immeasurable.
Thank you, Harvey, for leading the meeting so well this morning. And all the boys and girls have already taken part, who have sung and have said your pieces. I want to thank you all. It's been really good to listen to you and to hear you reciting God's word and singing out so well for the Lord. And we pray the Lord will bless all the members of the Sunday School today as they take part. Good to see everyone here today. Lovely to see so many gathered with us today. And we bid you welcome all the members and friends of our congregation and all the family members and friends of the children in our Sunday School. We welcome you. And if you're visiting with us, we extend you a very special welcome. Trust that you'll feel at home amongst us here today. If you're a believer in the Lord, may you be drawn closer to the Lord, your Savior. And if you're not saved, our prayer is that today you'll put your trust in the Lord Jesus, the most important thing of all, to be saved from your sins and to be ready for heaven one day. We also welcome those who may be viewing with us online. Thank you for joining with us as well. And we pray the Lord will richly bless you today through God's Word. To give a special welcome to our guest speaker this day, the Reverend Graham Middleton. His wife was here at the ladies' meeting on Monday night. I thought they would have stayed down, that he would have treated his wife to a week in Fermanagh, but he didn't do that. He sent her home on Monday night. He's back down again today. But we pray the Lord will bless him as he brings God's Word. He's a pile of stuff here in the pulpit. He's a bag and a whole lot of things in it. He's going to talk about in the address this morning, and we pray the Lord will bless him today. Just some announcements I want to leave with you. Our final Children's Day service this afternoon is at 3:30. We encourage you all to come back again. Again, the boys and girls will be taking part. The Reverend Middleton will be bringing God's Word and also be the prize giving for the attendance of all the members of our Sunday school over the year. So don't miss that. Come back this afternoon and bring and invite others in under the sound of God's Word. Some other announcements just in connection with our church meeting here tomorrow at 1:45, 1:45, for the door-to-door outreach. Pray for that. And if you're able to join with us, we'll be delighted to see you. Tuesday night, 8 p.m., our midweek prayer meeting will be a deputation meeting for our brother, Mr. Colin Maxwell, member of our church here, and missionary, home missionary, and he'll be coming to tell of his work for the summer and other works that he's been involved in over the winter season and spring season, and there'll be an offering for that work as well, so do remember that, please. Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Friday night, 8 o'clock, is the annual praise service for Kilskerry Independent Christian School. All are welcome, and the preacher there is the Reverend Gregory McCammon. This coming Saturday, the 24th of June, is our Sunday school outing to Carnarvonach Country Park in Larne. Pray for that. And there's still a few seats left on the bus. We want to try and fill out the coach. And that's open to anyone else who wishes to go. It's really at a first-come, first-served basis. But if you'd like to go, it's a lovely part of the world. We commend it to you. Speak to our sister, Mrs. Caroline Moore, as soon as possible. There are a few seats left on the bus for that, so do remember that on Saturday. Next Lord's Day, the 25th of June, no Sunday schools. Sunday school will be off due to the summer break, but we'd encourage you, boys and girls, to come out again to church over the summer season. Morning worship service, 12 noon, be seated by the half hour of prayer. I'll be long to bring God's Word. The evening gospel service at 7 p.m., be seated by the half hour of prayer. Our brother, Mr. John Dummigan, an elder from our Lurgan Church, who belonged to preach God's Word. I'll be ministering God's Word in the evening over in Kilskerry. Again, a word of thanks to all who helped with the Tresna Bible Club. Pray that God would bless the seed sown there. The next Bible Club is my Brown Band Hall near Letterbreen from Monday the 26th to Friday the 30th of June at 6:30. So do be much in prayer for that. And then on Wednesday night, the 28th of June, our committee have arranged their annual tidy-up around the church meeting here at 7:30. All men and ladies and young people are welcome. The men can help with the outdoors, and ladies inside, all are most welcome to come along on that evening, the 28th of June. That's really all by way of necessary announcements. We're turning again in our hymn book to the hymn number 690. 690, you'll find it in the page 455. Jesus bids us shine with a clear, pure light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world is darkness, so we must shine, you and your small corner, and I and mine. That reminds us of a great truth. When we know the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior, wherever we are, we're to witness for Him and to shine for Him day by day. 690 in the page 455. We'll stand again as we sing. We don't take up an offering during the service, but the offering plates are at the rear. Do remember that also as you leave. 690, we'll stand as we sing. Let's stand as we sing.
Jesus.
was good singing. May the Lord bless those words to our hearts. I'm going to ask Harvey now to come and lead the rest of the program for us this morning. Thank you.
The Lord Jesus Christ went willingly to die on the cross for our sins. John 15, verse 13 tells us, "Greater love hath no man known than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Some 700 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, Isaiah prophesied that the Lord would be brought as a lamb to the slaughter and be slain for our sins. Now Richard's class are going to come and sing and recite Isaiah 53 for us.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all.
My Bible.
Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, he finished his work. As the hymn writer says, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever, one day he's coming, O glorious day. Now we'd like to ask all the older children from the Sunday school to come and sing together for us. Now Eliana Foy, Faith Kells, Isabella Mathers and Julia Moore are going to come and play an instrumental for us. Jacob Hazard is going to come and bring our program to a conclusion with a poem.
Behold, the Lamb of God is passing by. Follow him as John the Baptist cry, for he'll take away all of the world's sin and open heaven's door to let us in. As the Lamb to the slaughter he was led, pouring out his precious blood so red, for only he could pay that awful price and atone for sin and for...
and his sacrifice. Stricken and smitten of God was he for his transgressions and iniquity. There lash by lash my penalty appeared when upon the altar the Lamb of God was laid. Before heaven's throne the Lamb of God stands, and the wounds of the cross in his feet and his hands. There he intercedes and he pleads for me, this Lamb of God who died to set me free.
Well, well done to all the members of our Sunday school for singing and saying your parts and playing those musical pieces. That was really, really good. And I know by the expressions on people's faces that people were really blessed and enjoyed what you've done this morning. So thank you all for working so hard and preparing for today. We look forward to you coming again this afternoon as well for the final part of our program. But well done, boys and girls, and all who have helped in the preparation for the program today. Now, we're going to hand over now to our guest speaker, the Reverend Graham Middleton. He's come from Tullyvallen, Newton Hamilton, County Armagh, and he's come quite a journey, but we pray today the Lord will bless him as he brings God's word to us today.
Well, I'd like to thank your minister for inviting me along this afternoon to conduct, and this afternoon later, to conduct the Children's Day here in this church. I thoroughly enjoyed that program, I have to say. It was very well done, and I'm sure that the teachers are all delighted that that part's over, and now they've only got one more. They're nearly as nervous as the children themselves, but it is good to be here today. Apparently, I have a very hard act to follow, considering my wife was here last Monday night at the women's meeting, so we'll try our best anyhow. And speaking of her, my enduring memory of this church is when her and I were both in the Whitfield College of the Bible together, and we were asked to do a children's mission here some years ago. Now, we'd stayed one of the nights a bit later for the prayer meeting, and it was quite late after that. I think there was maybe supper as well, and it was quite late after that, and we were living in Lisburn at the time, and I was flying home. As we would say over here, it was flat lit. And I came round this corner, and all I seen in the darkness was the red circle. And my heart just sank. And I stopped and wound down the window, put the lights off, because if you put the headlights off, it seems that you're on their side. And so I put the headlights off, and I stopped, and the boy looks in, and he says, you were going a wee bit faster, sir. I says, I know, I'm sorry, I want to get home. He says, where do you live? I told him. He says, where are you coming from? And I says, Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Chanter Hill in Enniskillen. He says, what were you doing there? I says, my wife and I were doing a children's mission. And he looks in at the car, and he looks, gets away down, he gets all serious, and he says, and you were going home sinning. And I says, I know, I'm sorry. But to his credit, he let me off with it, and we got home safely. And so it was a very enjoyable time indeed. Let's have a wee word of prayer. Boys and girls, let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Close them tight. Don't want to see any eyeballs. Close them tight. And we'll pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, come and speak to us now. Bless us with a word in season. Speak to every heart. Fill me with thy Spirit, for we ask it in the Savior's name. Amen. Boys and girls, I want to leave a couple of verses of Scripture and then bring you some wee objects that have to do with these verses of Scripture. It's found in Hebrews chapter 12, and it's the first three verses. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Amen, and may the Lord bless this short reading from God's precious word. How many of you have had your school sports days? How many like your school sports days? Do you like it? I don't want to use the word hate. It's a very strong word, but I really hated it because I was rubbish at school. Who's rubbish at school sports? Four honest people. Yes, I was rubbish at it. And I tell you, I was thinking about sports days. It reminds me of the times when you see it on the television. There was one of the Commonwealth Games, Paddy Englishman, Paddy Scotsman, and Paddy Irishman that went along to these games. And Paddy Englishman, he showed up with a brush shaft. And the security man at the gate, he says, "What are you doing?" And Paddy Englishman, "This is my javelin here." And so he was let in. Paddy Scotsman, he showed up with a big rock in his hand. And when the security man asked him, "What's he doing?" He answered, "Well, I'm here for the shot put." And he was let in as well. And so Paddy Irishman, he showed up with a roll of barbed wire. And the wee man at the gate says, "What are you here for?" He says, "I'm here for the fencing." But I was thinking of one sport that you would find at sports day at school. I was thinking about running. I was thinking about some of the things that you might see in a running race. And so I brought some of these things along. The first thing is, boys and girls, there's the race itself. There's the race itself. The race is where every runner in that race tries to get across the line before the others and win the prize. That's why the Bible says in those words, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." And boys and girls, that means your life is a race. It's a race that must be run well. Now, what's the very best way to run the race? It's as a Christian. It's as a saved boy or saved girl who has asked the Lord Jesus into your heart. That's the best way. Maybe you've already done that this morning. I did it when I was 10 years of age after Sunday school. I asked the Lord Jesus. My wife was here on Monday night. She asked the Lord Jesus into her heart when she was 4. And so that's the very best way. The best way you can run the race of life. And a race of life has many troubles. It's heartaches and cares, but we can run it because we know the Savior in our hearts. But you know, a race also has a start. Would I get something up here? And that brings us to the second object that is used in a race, the gun. Now, a real handgun is very hard to come by now that we have peace, now that we all love each other. And we aren't in West Belfast or we're not in South Armagh anymore because we're down in Enniskillen. And so I had to go into the pound shop and see what they had. And, well, it's pretty rubbish. All right, but it shows you the thing, what I'm talking about. When you watch those big races on television, you have a boy called a starter. And he has a starting pistol in his hand and he points it up in the air. He has to point it up because if he pointed it forward, somebody might get hurt. So he points it up into the sky and he fires the gun, and that's how it starts. And the racers, they all run line up at the start line. They crouch down. They're ready for to hear that shot. And when that shot goes, they take off sprinting down the track. And you know, boys and girls, I was thinking about that too. Because the Bible tells us how the race of life starts. It says in Psalm 51 and verse 5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." And that means when we were born, boys and girls, we were born as sinners. That's right. When you and I, and older people, when we come into this world, we came into it as a sinner. And it's because of what our great, 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 great grandfather did in the Garden of Eden. Aye, we've all been born as a sinner. And you can read about that, boys and girls. What book of the Bible? What book can you read about our great, 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 great grandfather sinning? The book of Genesis, that's correct. And anyhow, God, you remember how God told Adam, "Don't you eat of a certain tree in the garden?" And he did do that. But because of that, seeing Adam was the first man, every single boy and girl ever since has been born as a sinner, except one. the Lord Jesus Christ. But everybody else has been born as a sinner. And you know, boys and girls, that brings me to the second thing I have here. The t-shirt and shorts. Now, the runner, they need special clothes. Special clothes that make it easy for him to run. Now, I know what some of you older ones are thinking. You're looking at that and you're saying, there's absolutely no way that boy could get into them things. I know that for a fact, and you're right. They're far too small, I bought them especially. But who has ever seen a runner in a race with a big, great big coat? You know, like a big coat you'd wear in the winter time. Who has ever seen, or a girl runner with a big, long dress down to her ankles? Why do you not see that? Because you couldn't run in clothes like that. You need lighter ones. You need smaller ones like this that can give you the movement that you need. But again, these clothes remind me of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden again. You see, after they disobeyed God, after sin had come into the world, they knew they were naked. They knew they were sinners. And you know what they tried to do? They tried to sit down and knit together and sew together fig leaves. Now, that's an awful task. But they tried it, and they must have made some sort of progress in it. And they tried to make their own clothes, and they hid in the garden. But when God came into the Garden of Eden, he knew they had sinned. He called them out of their hiding place, and guess what? The Lord made them clothes. But Genesis 3, verse 21 tells us, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God made coats of skins and clothed them. And by doing that, he taught that Adam and Eve that their sin needed a covering. And boys and girls, he taught them that they were now sinners. And boys and girls, we're in exactly the same position. We need a covering for our sin. Just like God made Adam and Eve the covering for their sin, we need too for God to provide us with a covering. We need to be saved. And just like Adam and Eve, one day, around 4,000 years after that, the Lord Jesus came to this earth. And he came and he died on that cross for you and for me. He shed his precious blood. And that blood is the covering for our sin that we need. Because when the Lord looks down from heaven and sees us, he doesn't see my sin. He sees the blood of his son covering my sin. Now, on that runner's vest, there's nothing on this one, but it's the next thing that we come to in the picture. We have the number, the race number. Every runner in the race has a number on them. And that number is special to them. It's how the people holding the competition and holding the race know each runner. Each number, each runner is known by that special number. And then also each runner has a special lane to run in. Yeah, the runners have to stay in the lane which they're given. It's their own lane. And I was thinking about that. You know, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 12 and verse 7, but even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Isn't that an amazing thing? Isn't that an amazing thing? What that means is God knows that much about each and every one of us here today, that there's every single hair on our head he has counted. He knows them. And boys and girls, I can't pass over this. There's some older gentlemen here today, and to be gracious, the Lord wouldn't have much bother in counting them. But the Lord knows so much about us. He knows us personally. He knows all about you, boys and girls. He knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows what you're thinking. I wish he'd hurry up and get to the end because I'm starving. I want my lunch. He knows all of that. He knows all the things that you do, all the lying. Many people lie here today. Now, that's very good. You have some honest people, which is strange when talking about lying, but you're putting up your hands and so forth. There are people who cheat. There are people who steal and so on and cursing and all of that. God knows all about it. And there's coming a day when he's going to ask about us. And I remember in school, no, I don't look like it today, but I was a terrible wee fella. And I used to do lots of wrong. And when the teacher used to pull me out and she used to say, Graham, why did you do that? I put the blame on other people. And I blame my friend. Isn't that what friends are for? Putting the blame on them and saying they did it. But that's what I did. And that's not the way God sees it. God knows the truth. And he knows what we do wrong. And we're going to have to answer to him someday after we die. Now, there's something else. Here are my trainers. Let me ask you something now, if you can see this. Like, look at the soles. Look at the tops of them. These are not brand new. If you were to guess how old these trainers are, what would you say? What do you think? Give me a shout out some answers. How many years do you think these trainers are old? What?
Six.
Many? Six? A wee bit more than that. Seven? No.
16.
What?
16.
Did you say 16? Yeah. 16 is actually right. These are 16-year-old trainers. That tells you how much I've used them. As I was saying, I was thinking a lot about running and so forth. That's all I do. These are my trainers, 16 years old. I bought them when I was in Canada so many years ago. But in a race, what is a runner needs, unless you're from Jamaica, we were in Jamaica as well, and the wee boys and girls, they run about in their bare feet, and they play cricket in their bare feet, they do all their running about and races and everything else at the schools in their bare feet, because they can run better in it. But anywhere else, you need something to run in. And these trainers remind me of something. The Bible teaches us very clearly, we've said that we're all sinners. We've seen that already. That being so, we need to be changed before we can get into heaven. Heaven is a wonderful place, boys and girls. There's no sin there. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And that means our lives have to be changed. We have to walk new in that living way if we're ever wanting to go to heaven someday. That's why the Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse 7, ye must be born again. We must have our lives renewed. We must be saved. In other words, our walk must change. And young person and children, you may be walking through your life now as a sinner, running through your life as a sinner, but there has to come that change when you must become new. You'll be changed, and praise God, you can be saved. Isn't that why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, he said, we are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. There's one other wee thing, or two other wee things I want to leave with you. Another thing, you're running the race. You're running well. You're beating everybody else. You come to the end. How is the end of the race marked? Well, it's marked by finishing tape. Now, real finishing tape is hard. It's hard to get for me. This was the only thing that I could get my hands on that looks like anything like tape. And I hope nobody grasses me up to the peelers after this. But anyway, and I hope I'm not taken into question because of my record down here in Enniskillen. But anyway, you all know how at your school sports day, and the tape's out across the end, and you're all running as hard as you can. That tape marks the end of the race. First across the finish line wins the race. And I'm sure, boys and girls, you've seen video or you've seen on the television all these big races, and they're stretching forth as far as they can to try and get across the line first. Well, you know, the Bible talks about that too. It says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And boys and girls, that simply means you would want to end the race well. You'd want to, you need to be saved in the first place, but you need to go on with God day after day. You can't get saved and just live your life the way that you want to live it or the way that others are living it. You need to live it well for the Lord. And that's what the apostle said here when he wrote those words in Hebrews 12. He says, let us run with patience. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And that's the best way to run that race after you've been saved. Which, of course, brings us to the very last thing, and that is the medal. All who wins the race, there's a medal at the end of it, isn't there? I'm sure you've seen in the Olympics how they've got all these big fancy medals, the stand on their wee box, and then the medal is placed over their heads, showing that they were the winner. They got their reward for all the hard work that they'd done in the training and in the race itself. Isn't that what the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus will do for each one that trusts Him? He says in Matthew 25, verse 21, His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. And boys and girls, the Lord was teaching people about heaven and the reward that there is there at the end of it all for those that have run the race well. And I tell you, it's a tremendous thing to ask the Lord Jesus into your heart. Get that matter settled. Start it well. But it's even as good a thing to go on day after day afterwards, knowing that there is a reward for those who live their lives for Christ. At the finish of our lives, we'll win God's medal, His reward. And what a reward it's going to be. Far better than any Commonwealth Games medal. Far better than any Olympic Games medal. It'll be the best reward of all. Because the Lord Jesus will say, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Let me ask you this morning as I finish. Have you asked Him into your heart? Have you started the race right? Are you still like Adam and Eve way back then and before they were saved? You're like that, you're still in your sin. Why not come and ask either your Sunday school teachers or Mr. Porter? We'll be able to point you to the Lord and get the matter settled. But I want to thank you this afternoon for sitting up so well. I thank you so much, boys and girls. Do come back again this afternoon and let's hear what the Lord will say to us again, please. Thank you.
We do thank the Lord's servant for coming and bringing God's word to us today. And boys and girls and mums and dads and older folks, that's our prayer for every one of you, that you'll be in the Christian race, the all-important race, that you'll know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, know your sins forgiven, and be ready for heaven and trust the Lord and follow the Lord day by day. We thank your brother for coming. He'll be coming later on this afternoon again to bring God's word. We're going to close by singing together the hymn number 704 in your hymn book, the hymn number 704. If I come to Jesus, He will make me glad. He will give me pleasure when my heart is sad. If I come to Jesus, happy shall I be. He is gently calling little ones to me. Oh, to be saved, you must come to Christ and trust Him as your Savior. We'll stand as we sing 704, singing it with all of our hearts. Let's stand. We'll just remain standing for prayer, all eyes closed, all heads bowed. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us here today in our Children's Day service. We thank Thee for helping all the boys and girls and members of our Sunday school. We thank Thee for help given to Thy servant in the ministry of Thy word, and how I've been reminded today of the importance of the Christian race, of being in that race, and Lord, following Thee in that race, and being ready for heaven. And Lord, may that be so for every boy and girl, every teenager, every adult in our meeting, each one of them, even as we've been singing, know what it is to come to Christ and to trust Him as their own and personal Savior. Bless us now, we pray. Take us to our homes in safety. Bring us back this afternoon and help all who will take part, and grant us to know the blessing and the presence of the Lord. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.